Wayne.
Hey, shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, hitting her spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man. Shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed, like, hey. I studied the target. I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision, like, hey. Shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, hey. Hey. Grandma was in A, auntie was in it, A, mama had triple A. I wasn't scared to crash anyone anyway. I ride a shoddy while bro had a shoddy, like we in the getaway. I gotta penetrate, I gotta generate. I got like 20 some years to my hood, now I gotta go live away. I'm out of town, but I'm not on the getaway. I spin a giveaway. Fuck you mean, I'm the generous king for real. I fuck up the sleep, then I light up the street. Got a screaming like Billy Jean for real. I'm from the M, I got M's in the bank and M's in all my streams for real. Feeling like Phil, they be living like Carlton if I leave him in the wheel. Shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Shooting my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, hitting her spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man, shout out, I hit it, I'm fully committed like, hey. Study the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey, shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Baby, I'm loving the taste. I think I'm ready for kids. She said, when it stop trying to come in her face. That makes sense. I'm going up past LA Brent. I'm going off no fail safe switch. Yeah, me and my team go back like plastic cup boys on some tailgate shit. Okay, ho, look. All eyes on me, ho. I feel like I'm Truman. No, we finna win it, cause I'm about to lose it. I don't give a fuck what computers are shooting. I go off a field, no heads, he just shooting. I die for my team, I'm the coach, I'm recruiting. I'm spending my time and I'm saving the day, ho. I feel like I'm mutant. I'm built like a student. I'm feeling bilingual, cause I'm in Nigeria. Rocking the Cuban, smoking on Cubans. My life is a highlight reel that I keep on looping. You can't just tell me shit, ho. You gotta prove it. These niggas stealing, their first name is Lupin. I'm hitting harder than bitch, like you. And they send a shot for some high, just juke it. Hitting my death, motherfucker, I'm BS. Yeah, you know I can't forget that I do it. Shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, hitting her spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man, shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed like, hey, okay. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, okay. Hey. Shoot my shot like, hey, hit the red dot like, hey, finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey.
Dirty. What did it be? Radio, we're in the building, starting off with some fire, brand new music coming from your boy Big Sean, that joint called Precision. You know what I'm saying? Always precise, keeping it hot here on Dirty Basement Radio, always on point. Did y'all feel that earthquake yesterday? Did y'all feel that earthquake? Did it shake you up in your neck of the woods? I was chilling, and I felt the rumble, but I wasn't quite sure that it was a earthquake. I didn't know it was an earthquake until later on. I thought it was, you know, a heavy truck going by, you know, a stampede of people running by, something like that. But it was kind of crazy, kind of interesting. I had things going on. All right, in nature, something that normally doesn't occur in this particular area, all right, in the Northeast, all right, New York City and surrounding area. I know it was felt as far as Maryland. I don't know how much further down that it was, that the tremors might have been felt. They said there was some aftershocks, too. They said there was aftershocks. Now, I didn't feel any aftershocks, you know, just that one-time occurrence. But definitely want to know from you, all right, what was your experience? Where was you at, all right? Did you even realize what it was? Did you feel anything at all? All right, big shout-out to my folks on the early check-in. I see Maka in the building. All right, I see A1 in the building. Hopefully we'll catch up with Mr. Roy. He's down there, you know, in Florida. And we'll see if he felt the vibrations down there in the Sunshine State. Yeah, see my boy Mark in the building. He got to want to jump into the conversation real quick. Let me get him connected. Mark, what's the good word?
Yo, I'm just chilling, man. Yo, I was on my VR, man. The whole room shakes. I was like, yo, I said it on the VR. I said, yo, something going on. I said to everybody, I said, yo, we're having an earthquake in here. And I didn't know it was an earthquake. I was just saying that shit. And it turned out to be a 4.8.
Yeah, kind of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 4.8 is kind of serious. That's kind of serious.
Hell yeah, and the aftershock came through, too. I felt the aftershock, too. But I thought it was.
Oh, you did? Okay. I didn't feel any aftershock. Okay. All right, now. Since you was on your virtual reality, you know what I'm saying? Now, you had your virtual reality goggles on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you think it was part of the game? You thought it was part of the virtual reality?
Nah. I thought somebody was blasting some hip-hop music or something outside, but I ain't hear no music. Nah, it had no part of my game, no feeling for that. I said, shit's shaking up around. I remember I said, shit's shaking up around here like an earthquake. And they laughed on the VR, but that shit turned out to be an earthquake, yo.
That's crazy. So now after you realized it was an earthquake, did you go out? Did you stick your head out the window? Did you look outside to see what was going on?
Hell no. Hell no, man. I'm a five-story. I ain't going outside. I'm staying right here.
You
didn't want to
look outside, see what's going on?
Nah, I didn't even take the glasses off, man. I ain't taking serious. I was like,
my man, he's like, the hell with reality. I'm staying here in the virtual world. Fuck this shit.
Hell yeah.
I ain't even take the glasses off.
That's crazy.
But
it started in Jersey, though. It was a Jersey earthquake.
Okay, so that's where it actually. That was the foundation of it. The foundation was in Jersey?
Yeah. That was the news.
Okay.
Said.
All right. Well, like I said, I want to get some, hopefully I'll be able to get some reports from some more folks and see what their experience was, especially if they're in different states. Any of my people in ATL want to holler at me, check in. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. All right, now normally... that's like a more of a California thing. That's something that normally occurs in California. We're talking to some of my California folks about just that, something that's a little bit different here. But now they actually had an earthquake. I think I forget where it was. Was it Taiwan? They had a big earthquake. Was it Taiwan? All right. I don't know if y'all heard about that. But there was another big earthquake in another part of the world. I think they had like a 7 or an 8 point something. So it was crazy. I saw some of the images, and they have some. We don't really think that some of these other parts of the world are as developed as they really, really are. Everything outside of the United States is not a third world country, and some of these countries have very nice infrastructure, very nice high rise buildings. And you should have seen how some of these buildings were leaning, yo. It was kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of scary to see how some of these buildings were leaning. Imagine some of these tall buildings, some of these skyscrapers in Manhattan that's leaning. Look like it's getting ready to tip over at any second, yo. Kind of crazy. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like there was too much damage like that with this particular occurrence, or at least not any visible damage that we can see. A lot of stuff going on, man. Had the ship crash into the bridge, and all this other kind of stuff. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on. We got that solar eclipse that's coming up on Monday. That's another happening. All right, it's gonna, I guess, have people all over the world enthralled. And I'm trying to get my glasses so I could, check out this eclipse. Maybe I'll take some pictures of it or whatever. What do you think about that?
Talking to me?
Yeah, talking to you.
I ain't really giving much thought.
Okay, well, have you heard about the solar eclipse? You know that we got one that's supposed to be coming up on Monday, right?
Huh?
I said, have you heard about the solar eclipse? You know that there is one that's supposed to be coming up on Monday, right?
Well, you know how I feel about that shit, man. You know how I feel about the eclipses and stuff. But,
how do you feel about it?
I feel like it's not what they say it is. You know what I'm saying? The moon has just caught up with the sun. It's like the hair. It's like the tortoise and the hare. The sun and the moon, they have a race. They always have, since the beginning of time, they're having a race. And the sun always gets ahead. I'm the hare. And then the tortoise always catches up and wins. That's one of them situations. That's all. The sun and the moon are revolving around the earth, and then the moon is catching up with the earth. That's all it is. But most people don't believe that.
I mean, it is a matter of, like, orbits and such, and it just so happens that because of, you know, like, the timing of their orbits in this particular instance, you know, you're right. It's like a race, and because of the timing of the orbits, they have caught up with one another, and they're going to, you know, pass each other at this particular point in time. So, you know, the moon is going to pass, and, you know, one is going to pass in front of the other, and it's going to cause, you know, not there to be, you know, less visible sunlight, you know, coming toward this planet for a particular amount of time until the planet finishes, one planet finishes passing in front of the other planet and goes about its business for the rest of its, for the rest of its orbit until the next time that they happen to, you know, align in that fashion. But, I mean, you do agree that it is going to be what it is that we're going to be looking at. You do, or you don't believe what your eyes are seeing.
Your eyes tell you the truth on that one. The eyes say the truth. I mean, you know, your eyes tell you the truth. They tell you don't look at the sun, but the eyes tell you the truth, man. I mean, if you use your senses more, all the truth about what is going on out there will be more real. They tell you don't trust your eyes. Trust me what I'm telling you now. Trust your senses on these things. You trust your senses, you'll see the truth automatically. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. And I'm, you know, the way you just described it, though, a scientist would disagree with you on the way you described it, because you described it the way it would be on a flat Earth. The Earth, the sun, when they talk about the Earth and the moon, the sun doesn't move at all. So when we talk about the sun sets and the sun, it goes all against that science. Science tells you the sun doesn't move at all. We move around the sun. But that's not the truth. Why did you say it?
Well, I didn't say that the sun moves. I said that one planet, we're talking about the moon and the sun. The moon is blocking out the sun for, or at least, you know, diminishing the sun's moonlight, the sun's rays for a particular amount of time.
But the way I put it out, when I say that a race around the Earth, that's not the way they would describe it. Scientists wouldn't describe a race around the Earth, because it's the Earth turning and spinning and shit, supposedly.
Well, right. You're right about that. You know, you have to be right. I mean, you're absolutely right
about
that.
I mean, that's not right.
Well, I mean, you can't have, you know, you couldn't have an orbit, you know, if you didn't have things, you know, aligned, you know, the way that they are. You wouldn't be able to see such a thing if things weren't aligned the way they are. But I don't want to go off crazy, because, you know, we, you know, going off on conversation when it comes to this you know, whole flat Earth thing. But definitely appreciate having you in the building. I'm a dude, Big Mark, in the building. Everybody has their thoughts and theories and ideas and things about that, and we definitely, you know, encourage everybody to come through the Dirty Basement Radio and let us know what you think about a wide variety of subjects. Alright, telephone lines once again are open, 563-999-3050. Now, we were supposed to, one more thing before we get to this music, we were supposed to premiere a new show yesterday. All right. The ATL live show. All right. Featuring the Tylers. All right. We had them in the building last Friday for a special edition of Dirty Basement Radio. Had a real good time with them. All right. We've been politicking behind the scenes and seeing about putting something together. And yesterday was supposed to be the premiere. And I think that might have caused the earthquake. It was a ground shaking experience. It's going to be a heavy, heavy show. With the Tylers coming on to the airways of Dirty Basement Radio. All right. Officially. All right. With the powers that be. Shut that whole situation down, unfortunately. And I wasn't able to. My system would not cooperate. Look for that new show to be airing every Friday. I'm still going to be on the airwaves Saturday. So let's be clear. You'll still be able to catch the original Dirty Basement Radio show on Saturdays here on Dirty Basement Radio. But the new ATL live show is scheduled to air on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tap in for that. Let's get back to some more of this music. Where's Mr. Roar at? But nonetheless, we're going to keep it heated. All right, this is Team Demo alongside of Sky Zoo and Planet Asia and Waz P. This is definitely a heavy record. This is Quest Love Bounce. Let's go.
Like 36. Frazier or Stubblefield. So you do the adding, I'll do the stabbing, all on the top of them snares. I'm Scholar, J. Crew name, but from the top of the stairs. And my women is iconic or clear. The flow sound like I'm jumping out with the eagle. I double when I don't mean to. I'm 2 for 1 by mistake. Son, I'm just product in pairs. Live from outside by all the hat low toe. When my neighbors was on a stick like they was Jabbo Starks. If I pen a verse, I pen a hearse. That's how my run go. Tell them sweet chariot swung low. My Saint last piece still hung low. Still could play a siphon and unload. Turn heartbeats into drum rolls. Ain't nobody hold me down yet. Make some better shit. Catching up to me is trying to check your stick. Tell them, Yogi.
When I'm off this song, Quest Love, grab the stick. A raw move, bring it to your chest like dicks. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I pop the song, Quest Love, grab the stick. Funky drummer.
Yeah. We hate to be you. Drums beating like a HBCU. Homecoming, dome shot winning. By a long shot, it's no running. My mole might flip, bitch. Where you think you going? PA, I'm on the table of contents. Bonkers with the blow, but if you on, it's some nonsense now. We can do this the easy way, yo, the hard way. Avenue block, building the Broadway. I'm smoking till the roaches is gone. I write rhymes like a rapper, diss me. But one of y'all approaching me wrong. High on silver, set the graphic. Dealing with the math quick. Swift and changeable. Satellite radio, smash it. Since we're out of Flatbush, we rolling up the cat piss. Metal gun, crack action, Mitchie slick, Atlas. Make your mother wish she never had kids. When I pop the trunk and have Quest Love, perform one of his classes like.
When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like dick. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick.
Funky drummer. They want me to go away, but it's just too late. They want me to turn down, but I'm just too great. Plumber with the Mac 10, all up in my tool case. Cook with the clips, turn your brain into booyah bass. Fine dining, hot coke in the fine china. Hustle hard, then fill the closet with designer. I don't see a sign of any one of you rhymers with your invented persona. Shoes and cars rented, I'm positioned with armor. Take your life like a serial bomber. Dreamy, do it for Allah. I do it for money and product, that's the truth, your honor. For a couple dollars, I make your corner hotter than Ghana. Bullets facing your block, littered with cases of copper. Fix the pipe for a fiend, she weren't basing it proper. She stopped copping from the ops, she weren't lacing it proper. Cats keep rapping with me, I keep paying for coffins. They keep laying with Hopper, the stick spraying and sock.
When I
pop
this trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like dick.
Yo, yo, this is your boy, no other than Propane Campaign Zone, Aguilar Don Bishop. You already know we about to drop that Not For Grammy Consideration, produced by yours truly, Aguilar the Don, Dirty Basement Radio. Set that off, man. Let's tell them what we do.
Propane Campaign and Teenage Engineering presents the K-O-2 tape by Aguilar the Don Bishop.
K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-K-O-2-
behind the back, straight telling the jokes. Ain't nothing to laugh about when we know niggas is broke. Let the internet verify and tell you it's dope. Deceived by the fame and bright lights, losing the hope. I got the target on lock right under the scope. Riding out but listen, fam, your life is getting revoked. I know the dry pain, like in every note, stay afloat, like the whole move on a ferry boat. You ain't crossing the river unless you gon' pay the toll. It's like the Greek myth, some had to pay with souls. It feels cold when I drop the rolls. Told them that this life is full of number ebbs and flows. Y'all still going through the highs and lows. I separate myself from you average shows. This is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
You all ready? It's going way up, you know the destination.
Yeah. I took this far work to newer heights. They need to lock me up the way I've been killing these mics. You want a bigger stage, you get the brighter lights. Get the tail numbers, we doing private flights. Yo, y'all trying to get a slice of life. This is not a gamble, we ain't scrambling to roll the dice. Pop the champagne, it's cold off the ice. Cash flow to work, yo, you gotta pay the price. Cause it's frauds out here, still moving sights. Claiming real all day, but they not the type. And they ain't seeing the vision, get them out my sight. Y'all ain't hear me right, listen, I'm prepared to fight. This is that KO2 tape, you heard it right. Aguilar to Dawn, yo, make sure you word it right. Legendary moves, something further like. Hit you with a sample, something like a prototype. Yeah, this is hard work and dedication. I'm not here for the Grammy consideration. No hateration, we giving motivation. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah. It's going way up, you know the destination. Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. You already know what it is. I big shout out to Aguilar Dawn Bishop. Big record right there. Got those records early. It takes hard work and dedication and consistency. That's important. Consistency is key. If you want to shine, you got to grind. There's no shortcakes, no shortcuts. Excuse me. You eat shortcake if you want to, but there's no shortcuts. There's no elevator. You got to take the stairs if you want to get up to the top. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it going with my good folks over at Dominion Hill. They've been grinding for a number of years, and, you know, it's looking kind of good. It's looking kind of good. Big shout out to Biz the Prince. He got a brand new bang alongside of the Great Freeway. This is King Kong Godzilla.
King Raw, Rap King Raw, I'm Rap Godzilla, Biz Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla. It's B.I. double, ready, set, go. I'm Larry Holmes with the hook, heavy set flow. Deion Sanders with the team, yeah, I'm special. A-Wack, who got my snaps on a petrol? Let's go, Kane and Menace, get my jack on. Rest in peace, the bundles, I get my stack on. Like Umar Johnson, I get my black on. Like Nas and Jigga, I get my rap on. As a youngin', all I wanted was a rap. Long strap on, no porn site, got my jack on. Me and Freeway, Godzilla, and Rap King Kong. I'm outside like Nims with it, bing. Bong. This is no illusion, this is my intrusion. Move bitch like Ludacris, hit a blueprint. Jay-Z, I rock a fella if he don't pay me. Pack trick, make him dirty dance. Listen, I punch lines like a coke team. Got your iron out but you ain't plugged in. No steam, soft ass rappers. Y'all talk baby shit, you might wanna Google me. Who you think you playing with? B.I. double to never mind, you know the rest. Got the juice man, I'm Gucci, no bold to crest. A lot of weight on my trap, so let me show the press. I done been through it all, ain't got no regrets.
Big King Raw, Rap King Raw, I'm Rap Godzilla, Biz Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Big King Raw, Rap King Raw, I'm Rap Godzilla, Biz Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Hey, Freeza, the best flow, I don't get air, cause the vision impaired, hammers coming peers like Noah, Philly flames, for the top that flame thrower, no I'm not. Off the liquor, will I tag him with the blinker? Yeah, look at strength to lay in the cut. Do I pop up, pick out, and squeeze my victim? Crack bones, I'm also known to clap that tone. Stupid motherfucker, never leave your strap at home. I got that milk, get your milk, get her under quote, leave her until then I send her ass back home. Head over hill, nigga, this is how we do. So true, like my hit song, what we do is wrong. If a nigga try to ride on ours, tell him so long. Type him with the slip, and six niggas gonna have to lift him. Six niggas talking shit, six die with. I will not miss him, found him a ditch. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'm like Velveeta when I heat him, bury the shells. Bury the witnesses too, so nobody can tell. I use a riot, but well, turn niggas to mist. Yeah.
rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Rap King Raw, rap King Raw. I'm rap Godzilla, this rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Yeah, yeah, big record right there. All right, once again, big shout out to the folks at Dominion Hill Records. All right, they got one. They got one right there with Biz the Prince alongside of Freeway. All right, that King Kong Godzilla. All right, I was running around with my folks, Biz and them. All right, peace to the God Ross Hun. We was running around the city last week taking care of some business. So, some more announcements to be coming real soon. Now, I saw Mr. Roy running around, or I thought I saw him running around the back. Maybe it was just a mirage. Maybe it wasn't Mr. Roy. I don't know, man. I think I saw him, but we'll see what's going on. I got some more heat for y'all. Now, I've been playing this clip. Now, we had a great show a couple of weeks ago talking about that 50-50 conversation. Y'all know the conversation is out there. You know, chicks said they're not going to go 50-50 with no man, this, that, and the other thing. But a big shout out to all the folks that was involved in that particular conversation. Now, I've been playing this clip lately from Cardi B. This is going to be like a staple here on Dirty Basement Radio, I think. Now, I think I might see Mr. Roy popping up again. Right? Maybe it wasn't a mirage. Maybe he is in the building. I will see in a bit after he gets settled in. But let's keep it going with this, man. Big salute to Cardi B, man. We need more of these female artists out there, turning the tide against, you know, that kind of crazy mindset that's been floating around.
People be like, oh, so this is like really controversial, right?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever going to save up to, like, buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never going to be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like, the internet really be having people fucked up from, like, real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just paid the bills. That's not how it works. This is like your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day. Your dad was working, or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come on.
Been expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's paying, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, color, bare. I could survive in the coldest conditions. Hoes bare all day, tone when they spin. Bitches is washed, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like ball constrictors. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. None of y'all bitches not gon' do shit. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for also room shit. When I step, it's stampede. Foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, dang cleave. Diamonds on, I see my eyes blinking up. I'm like, what?
Either these bitches blind or I'm invisible, bitch can't see.
see me at night. When I hop out with stampede, foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky Tom, Van Cleef, diamonds on, I see my eye linking up. I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough. They was just in my DMs, ain't no trust in these sluts. I'm about to call up Diamond, bitch, nug.
Yeah, yeah, heavy record from Cardi B right there, Dirty Bassdirt Radio. All right, always bringing you the bangers. Going to keep it going right now, keep this vibe going. I, Mr. Ross, not quite settled in yet. We're going to get a mic up in just a minute, but new music coming from French Montana alongside a little baby. Okay, let's get it.
She wanna ride with a star, ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space, I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the base, I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces, they wanna jump in my place, okay. So show that she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. I told them to load up the top, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in, no telling what I'ma spend, okay. Again,
nope.
Only with the Benjamins, okay, okay.
Take off them plans to the spot, fishing up, put on something, advising me, don't get it going right though. I threw a feeder in on, okay. Mama the truth, and she know it, she ain't just talking, I got it, I sure it, don't play. Send a border pass when she get bored, don't play. Country hopping to you, if we touring, you can keep it low if they know it is ruined, don't play. Went ceramic, the heart of my blue and 60, they ain't burning out yet, these are new ones. Having motion, don't ask what I'm doing, don't play. Trying to see if she pregnant, she going, okay. Haters hate, they say, God, they gon' do it, oh, hey, I went wild. Tell the business, you fumbled, you blew it, okay. Bro, ain't do it, the lawyer don't prove it, like you. She's delusional, making her in her head and believing it.
She wanna ride when she starts, ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space, I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the base, I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces, they wanna jump in my place, okay. So show that she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. Told them to load up the top, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. Only with the Benjamins, okay, okay. Man, 100 million took over the street with no sponsor, man. Coming through customs, the flying through Cali, they checking the jet for the contraband. Bought out the coupe, shorty got grouped out. So little, stay off the gram. Don't be the first to get hit with that Draco. Soldier boy, of that all be grand. Don't be playing. She holler at the moon, I be barking. I am a goon, she a goblin. Boy, like Loon up in Harlem. Ramadan, but we ain't starving. Came out the mud on my own. I swear to Rick, I don't own. Shoot you, shoot it out his own. So rich, this thing I got wrong. Ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the base, I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces, they wanna jump in my place, okay. So show that she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. Told them to load up the top, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay. Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only with the Benjamins, okay.
Oh, excuse me, y'all. Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we back in the building. I think Mr. Roy is ready to go right now. Let me get him connected. Let's see. All right, there we go. Mr. Roy, what's the latest? Hello?
Hello. What's up, Cecile?
Oh, I thought this was Mr. Roy. This is Purple Dread.
Yeah, this Purple Dread. Mr. Roy having phone technical difficulties, so he's not coming in today.
Okay. All right. Well, big shout out to Purple Dread for giving us the heads up. All right. We're going to have Mr. Ross going to need his sick note. He's going to need his sick note. All right.
Yeah, he
so what's going on for
pass.
Yeah, you're gonna need a six pass.
Just here chilling.
Okay. So you're gonna be sitting in with us? You're gonna be hanging out with us today?
Just for a little bit. I gotta start cooking in a little while, you know.
Uh oh. All right, don't burn the rice, Purple Dread. You know the rules.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay. All right,
well, how you been?
All right, we doing all right over here on Dirty Basement Radio, man. We keeping it going. All right, we definitely miss your presence. We like when you pop in and hang out with us for a bit. It's always good to see you.
Yes, always a pleasure. I like to say you're doing a good job and keep it up.
All right, well, thank you, Purple Jet. We definitely appreciate that. I got my dude Jazzo also in the building. Let me get him connected right now and see what's going on with him. Jazzo, what's up? What's up?
What's up, Ben Pimpin? Yo, I'm in, what's it, Friday? I just did a fashion show. That's why you might hear the music in the backlash.
Okay. All right. Jazzo is out and about doing
hold
it.
Hold on, because I got people that want to say hi, all right?
All right, that's what's up. Live on the air from the fashion show. All right, coming through
hold on
Dirty Basement Radio.
Now.
I'm reporting
on,
from
right
live
here.
On the scene. All right, what's going on with you? You live on the air?
Can I have everybody's attention? I'm on my radio show, and I just want to tell everybody to say hi real quick. You hear that?
Now you're live on the air. I'm a dude, Jazzo. He's running around. All right, being a big shot right now.
I am.
We definitely appreciate him tapping in with us live on the scene.
You know how we do.
Right, who we got on the air? Who we got?
I'm loving it. Finn Friday's doing big things, man. I'm going to need you, Mr. Sincere, May 1st. We're doing a TV show, and I need you in the building.
Oh, man, here we go. Everybody trying to get me in front of the camera now. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I need you two times. I need you May 1st for our TV show. 3 billion households, Verizon, Comcast, called The Odyssey. That's another way we can get artists for the record company, as well as the Roots Picnic Weekend. I got a law. And I need you to come. That's June the 1st. So I got two dates that I need you here in Philly. Definitely for the Roots Picnic. That weekend going to be off the hook. I got the
bar.
Well, we got the door.
Right, well, I need
and
a flyer.
We got the... Huh?
Right, well, I need a flyer. We got to get the flyer out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need my picture on the flyer and all that. You know how we do it?
Bro, that's what I'm telling you now. I know I missed the last 2 weeks, and I want to apologize to everybody, but I had a couple deaths in the family on those same dates.
No, man,
you know
I mean?
The day that we had the show was the day my cousin, he matter of fact, his funeral was on his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah, definitely sorry to hear that, brother.
Excuse me for the backlash. I know y'all hear that. The energy in the back, but I'm in Fridays.
All right, well, that's what's up. A lot of stuff going to be going on. Look like it sounds like it's going to be a busy, busy summer. All right, well, I'm definitely down to run around, come outside, see if I can drag my cameraman along with me. See, hopefully he'll be able to make the trip so we could definitely have some extra footage, you know. We're starting up some new stuff on my end. We got Dirty Basement Television that's going to be coming soon. All right, we got the studio. You might see me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got the studio, all right, already got, you know what I'm saying, got that together. Going to be starting that sooner than you think. So, yeah, we got a whole lot coming on. So, I'm definitely looking forward to getting on, you know, Comcast, and, you know, if I could be a part of it, I'm definitely here for it. So, you know, I definitely appreciate the offer.
Oh, that's a done deal, bro.
All right, that's what's up. All right. Well, my dude Jazzo's in the building. We got Purple Dread sitting in for Mr. Raw today. We got my dude, Big Marker, is also in the building, and A1. Now, I got a quick question. Because I know nowadays, right, everybody is trying to save money, right? So, you know, for years now, we've all had, you know, dollar stores all over the place, Dollar General, Family Dollar, all these different kind of stores. And, you know, I go to the dollar store, and everybody goes to the dollar store, right? Sometimes you go to the dollar store be mad crowded. Now, there's always been certain things that I would buy from the dollar store, and there'd be certain things that I wouldn't buy from the dollar store. Now, over the years, you know, dollar stores have evolved. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are almost like, you know, half grocery stores now. They got a lot of grocery store items and different kind of things, you know, food items, right, that you can get, you know, from your, you know, some of these Family Dollars or Dollar Generals, you know, a different kind of, you know, items like that. You know, now I'd be inclined to buy, you know, paper towels and toilet paper and paper plates and, you know, things like that, or plastic containers, you know, food containers and buckets, you know what I'm saying? If you need a bucket for water or something like that, you can get a bucket for like $1, $2, you know, cheap little bucket, you know, gallon bucket for, you know, like $2 in the dollar store, you know, things like that, you know. Now, certain things that you stay away from, right, you know, that you don't really, you know. So what's some of the stuff that you would not buy from the dollar store, Jazza? What's some of the stuff that you would not buy from the dollar store? Where'd Jazzo go? Uh-oh. Well, Jazzo might have to run. Let me see if I can get Big Maka to answer that question. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get Purple Dread to answer that question. All right, because, you know, women's perspective is always different. Purple Dread, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me real quick.
I wouldn't buy, like, personal, you know, female products, hygiene products. The time of the month products, stuff like that, because those tend to be generic, and I need the better quality stuff for me as a woman.
Okay.
Personally, I like to use the name brand products. Generic hygiene products are, you know, the pads they cheap.
Now, what about stuff like soap and toothpaste and like underarm deodorant and stuff like that?
Yeah, I get that. Those are not too bad. Because like Dollar Tree, they usually have the name brand stuff for cheap. I've seen it when I went in there the last time. They have, but it'd be small. It don't be big. It'd be small sizes. For the dollar.
Okay.
So you got to get a couple of them, you know?
Okay. Right. So now what about food items? You buy food from the dollar store?
I mean, they got these meatballs. That's not too bad. Turkey meatballs, they're not that bad. You use them to make spaghetti. Me and Mr. Raw love those meatballs. He love those meatballs.
Okay, I got the meatballs. They're kind of popping over there with the meatballs. Okay, all right, Purple Jet, we definitely appreciate that. All right, let me see if I can get Big Maka to answer that same question. Maka, what's good? Maka, where you at? You still with me? I don't know. He might have put on the virtual reality glasses. He might be off in the virtual reality.
I'm here.
I no doubt. Well, did you hear the question?
Yeah. Only thing I wouldn't, I bought everything from the Dollar Tree. But there's one thing I don't buy from the Dollar Tree. I wouldn't suggest nobody buy. Electronics. Don't buy no electronics from the Dollar Tree.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? No electronics. Not even the headphones. Headphones suck too.
Huh?
Headphones suck too.
Oh, the headphones are terrible, man. You get some of them $3 headphones, man. I think it was Family Dollar. I went to Family Dollar, right? And I was going to buy some headphones. I'm going to get some bullshit headphones, right? So I see some headphones. They're hanging behind the counter. And they was kind of like, they reminded me of some headphones that I had seen that, you know, Mr. Roy used to have. All right, you know what I'm saying? It looked like they had a watch. It looked, you know what I'm saying, having like around your neck, you know what I'm saying, type shit. And you had like the earpiece that goes in, but they hang around your neck, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get them shits right there. And they were supposed to be like Bluetooth and shit. So I'm like, okay, cool. I got some cool headphones. That shit never connected. They never worked. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been better off buying like the $3 pair. There is only $5. I'd have been better off buying like the $3 pair, you know, the $3 pair with the wire. But them shits only be lasting like 2 days because it's going to come apart in your ear.
It's gonna
come apart in your ear. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Don't buy no electronics. All right, no headphones, none of that shit. You're gonna be mad. All right, you're gonna be mad. All right, anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, I would buy everything. There's nothing I wouldn't buy from Dollar Tree. I mean, at first I'd be leery about buying food, but the food is there, it's good too. So I buy. The other time I bought everything from the Dollar Tree, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even electronics, that's how I know. That's how I know firsthand electronics suck. And then the return policy suck.
There's not supposed to be a return policy in the dollar store. It's the dollar store.
Nah,
it's not supposed to be a return policy.
Return policy in the electronics store. Hell yeah. It didn't cost you a dollar. It didn't cost, yo. It's called the Dollar Tree. When you come out, you spend $30-$40 in there.
Yeah, because you done bought a bunch of crap.
Hell yeah. That
should
add up.
Oh, man, he want a return policy to the dollar store. Check you out. That's crazy.
I wish they return shit.
If it was me, bro, I'm sorry, right? You my man and all of that. But if I was the manager of the Family Dollar, man, I'm the manager of the Dollar Tree. You come back, you talk about you want a return this. I'm gonna ban
Hell
you from
yeah.
my store.
Yo, I bought these headphones. I need some headphones. I want these headphones to work. Give me some headphones at work, man. Shit.
Well, they did work. They worked for 2 days, so you got your 2 days.
If you look
for that $3,
look how you go to the mouth, it break.
Now, for $3, I don't know what were you looking for $3. So, you know how it is. You know how it is. All right.
I'll get my money back quick.
I need my money back. The hell with that shit. I feel you, Phil. My man, he wants a return policy in the dollar store. You wild for that one. All right. No doubt. Now, you ever been in a dollar store, y'all, and you seen, I seen, like, the weed test. You ever seen, like, you know, those weed tests? You could, like, you could test yourself for, like, THC, you know what I'm saying, in case you got to go for, like, a job. Right, you're trying to get a job, right? You see them in the dollar store, right? You see them in the dollar store, all right? In case you want to, like, you know, check yourself before you go for the job interview because you know you've been smoking, all right? You know you've been smoking a lot. So you're trying to get clean, right, before your interview because you know they're going to have you pee in a cup, all right? So you want to test yourself before they test you, right? So you see, you know, you buy that because, you know, it's only $1, $2 in the dollar store, right? Do you trust that? Would you trust that?
No, hell no. Hell no. I bought one of those, too.
Nah.
I bought one of those, too, man. Nah, don't trust them. They don't even work right.
You got to go to Walgreens for that.
I bought one of those.
Walgreens, CVS.
Don't trust the purple dread. Don't trust
you
it.
Nah,
you got to go to Walgreens or CVS for that.
So you got to go to Walgreens or CVS and got the good ones? They got the good ones?
Yeah, to get the good ones.
All right, y'all heard that? That's a tip. All right, go to Walgreens, CVS. All right, they got the test, too. Matter of fact, I think they got the ones that test for, you know, the more potent drugs, too. All right, but if you're just looking for THC, all right, don't trust the dollar store brand. All right, so now, if you can't trust that, you can also get those pregnancy tests from the dollar store, too. You know what I'm saying? You get those pregnancy tests from dollar store too. So, you know, fellas, if you done messed up and you know what I'm saying, you done messed up with the side chick and you got the side chick in a situation and you wanna double check, she done hit you up and you said, look, I'm late. All right? She done told you that she's late, and now you sweating and you're nervous, and you're like, well, I need to find out for sure. Right, I would not recommend that you buy the dollar store pregnancy test, right? If you can't trust the weed test, right, you definitely can't trust the pregnancy test, right?
Definitely. You got to go to Walgreens and CVS for that, too.
Okay. It sounds like Walgreens and CVS is the place. If you need testing material, for your, impending births or, impending drug tests for your employment situations, then Walgreens and CVS definitely beats the dollar store, according to the consensus here on Dirty Basement Radio. Now, I got A1 in the building. He's been in the cup for a while, man. Let's try to get A1 in the building to see what's going on. A1, what's happening with you, bro?
Ain't not much, just chilling, man. Just, just listening, seeing what's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. Them dollar store joints, them joints be accurate, though.
Really?
They be accurate. Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you talking from experience, bro? Is that experience talking?
Yeah, that's experience.
All right. So you done been on the other side of that. You've been kind of, wiping your brow when you had to get, you went and got the dollar store pregnancy test.
Yeah, them shits is accurate, bro.
All right. Did you get the result that you wanted?
Oh, yeah, definitely got that.
Okay. All right.
I definitely got that. Definitely a go.
All right.
Definitely positive.
Okay, Lord, you get the result that you wanted, then that's like a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So what will you not buy from the dollar store?
It's nothing that truthfully, I wouldn't buy no box food from the dollar store. That's true. I'm not buying no fish sticks.
Okay.
I'm not buying no beef patties. I ain't buying none of that shit. But
okay,
I'm going to tell you what I see a lot of people do, which bugs me out. I see people shop at the dollar store. Whole shopping cart full of shit at the dollar store.
Facts. I've seen it too.
People shop.
Like, two shopping carts. Like, full stuff.
That part.
I'd be mad, too. I'm going to cut you off, but I'd be mad, too, because I'd be going in the dollar store looking for, like, crazy glue or some dumb shit. And I got to stand behind five motherfuckers that's, feeding, like, a family of eight. And each one of them, like, I'd be uptight. But anyway, go ahead.
Nah, you're right. That shit get crazy, bro. People be shopping in Dollar General, Dollar anywhere, Dollar Tree. They be shopping for real. 20 carts and all that. And I'm like,
Family Dollar,
why you just didn't go to Walmart?
Family Dollar
lets you
shop with food stamps. So Family Dollar lets you shop with food stamps, so they buy a lot of groceries in there.
He's better off going to Walmart.
I don't know about Dollar General, but Family Dollar, you could use food stamps.
Oh, no. It's weird out here.
Okay. Maybe that's part of the answer, too. Maybe you could use as, those social services to help, pay down the cost of your groceries and stuff like that. Maybe that's why people do it. Alright, well, maybe that's one reason, but you right about that, A1. Them joints be crowded like a mug. If you're not in that mind frame, you don't really think about it like that. You just going in the dollar. I'm just gonna run into the dollar store real quick, and I'm gonna get these. I need some Tupperware or some dumb shit. Just going to get. Two containers. And you gotta wait online for 40 minutes to spend $3. I'll be uptight. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be uptight.
Right.
All
right.
So, that's what it is. Just something that was on my mind. I was just thinking about that. Stuff that goes on in the dollar store, what you wouldn't buy, because you could just about purchase anything that you want. They have a wide variety of items, and you could definitely, definitely some things that you should stay away from, aside from the electronics, like Marco was talking about. Unless you just in a pinch. All right, now maybe some of the painting items you might could get away with, but I would really kind of stay away from dollar store tools. All right, they tools be kind of like on like the cheap side. They will fall apart on you. All right, they're kind of flimsy and not made from the best material. I'd expect the handles to come off, you know, at any time. Right? All right, you're going to have, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have, like, defective tools, right? Your tools are not going to last long. But if you just want something just for the time being, you just need something right quick, and you don't feel like going all the way to Home Depot or the Lowe's and, you know, someplace like that and have to go through what you got to go through in those places, you just want to try to run into the dollar store and then get, like, you know, like a paint scraper or, you know, some shit, you know, like a paint roller or whatever the hell you're trying to do, then you might get away with it. All right, but you're trying to buy...
That's your partner,
you know, some
is, food. Lovely lady. Your partner's slow,
you know,
as shit.
Huh? I'm not quite sure what's going on with that right there, a little bit of crosstalk right there. But if you're looking to buy some tools are definitely not the thing to buy also from the dollar store. 563-999-3050. I think I might have a real short edition of Go or No today. We got Purple Dread sitting in for Mr. Roar. Got a few joints on deck that I got in the cut. So, we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes, All right, let me see. In the meantime, now my man A1, he did send it in the new joint. All right, but I think I'm going to go back and play one of his older joints. Now, he always sending me joints, and I definitely appreciate it. All right, a dude over there, he'd be definitely working hard. All right, putting out a new music all the time. All right, but he did send me a joint called Resistance, right? But I don't think I'm going to play that one. All right, I think we're going to let that one wait. All right, if you want to hear Resistance, all right, then you could definitely hit me up, 563-999-3050. If you want to hear A1's new joint, all right, called Resistance, then definitely hit me up. Once again, 563-999-3050. But in the meantime, we're going to go with another one. Let's see, what's this other joint that I'm looking for right now? I'm not really seeing it in my switchboard. But then, you know, I was noticing, all right, we kind of mentioned this before on the air. Certain joints seem like they kind of just like disappeared out of the switchboard. I don't know, you know, what was going on. But certain joints that I look for, they just not there no more. But fortunately, this one is still in the building. One of his latest joints that he sent. I definitely got some solid feedback on this joint right here. This is Do Too Much, but Dude A1. Be right back.
I'm I'ma put my best shit on and we gon' build. You should put some Netflix on and we gon' chill. How about you cook a meal? Alright, I'ma eat it, it's a deal. But for real, I just like to be around you. You could bring your child to, I'ma bring my child through. We could have a payday, we ain't gotta go to rounds. Just happy that I found you, and I just wanna hang like a cloud do.
Your man Big Maka. What up, Lyric Seeker? Big request out to my man Big Ben Mac and my whole Smooth family out there for 2024. What up to my peeps in New York? Peace. I sit back and chill, no time to count blessings. Make my moves and improve on life's blessings. Through the ups and downs, the sides, the turns and twists. With God on my side, I manifest all my wishes. Kinda put me down, but I'm lifted up. I can't wear my shoes or drink from my cup. It's all mine, the good and the bad. No regret for the past, I won't be sad. I don't need much, I got all I need. God, love my peace, bless my enemies. So we all survive, but look to the sky. Squint your eyes, see me as I fly. Big as a bull, strong as an ox. Chilling like a villain, clever as a fox. No guilt, plus when I get on the rhythm, the beat gets killed.
You can't put me down, cause I'm on my way.
That's right.
My will is strong, wanna fly away.
Check it.
You can't break me down, cause I'm on my way. My will is strong,
yeah.
I wanna fly away.
Been through it all, ridicule and havoc. Opportunity comes around, I'm quick to grab it. I've been about a beater, still I want more. Success is the reason we all should be here for. Watch me, no ops can block me, clock me. But you won't stop me. Get on the bandwagon and move with the flow. If half the battle's knowing, well now you know. Big Mock is non-stopping when the hip-hop drops. Turn the volume up when I start to rock. Get slapped with the boom bap, the beat stays trapped. I love to hear the bass and treble over the hi-hat. Big as a bull, chill like an ox. Chillin' like a villain, clever as a fox. Smooth as silk, I feel no guilt. Cause when I get on the rhythm, the beat gets killed.
You can't put me down, cause I'm on my way. My will is strong.
That's right. Right, y'all, now you know what the deal is. Big request out to my boy Lyrical Culture. That's right, out to my man out there, Fury, C-Rock the Fury. I'm not gonna forget my boy DJ Sincere. And let's not forget the incredible Mikey D, my man Lotto, and all my other people out there representing hip-hop, KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do, y'all. Yeah. Out to my man Ayatollah. Ha-ha.
You can't put me down, cause I'm on my way.
That's right.
My will is strong.
You best believe that. That's how we do it, y'all. We're going to keep doing it, and we're going to non-stop keep doing it forever and ever and ever. Peace and blessings, y'all. Rewind it, Smil. Play it again.
Yeah. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Big shout out to my dude, Big Mock, on that joint. All right, him alongside the Lyric Seeker. That joint was called Fly Away. All right. Before that, you heard my dude A1. He was on that joint, Hot Joint, Do Too Much. All right? A lot of hot independent artists that you will hear right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to all the affiliated stations that carry my show in syndication across the country in different markets. We definitely appreciate that. You could definitely check me out at different times during the week. If you do miss us live here, then you could definitely check me out during the course of the week on various stations and platforms. Just watch the timeline, or you could always just Google. All right, to find out the information, I Google your boy, Dirty Basement, DRTYBSMNT. All right, it is just that simple. All right, got some more music in store, All right, once again, Purple Dread was in the building hanging out with us. Big salute to her. Now, Maka, now we've had this conversation like behind the scenes. All right, on more than one occasion, all right, that last joint right there, sound like you got something. I just need to, you know, do what needs to be done, and, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not signing with Puffy, man.
You're not signing with Puff?
I don't blame him, man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the story keeps getting worse. All right, since you brought up your boy Diddy, the story keeps getting worse. All right, now it looks like they're grabbing up his son. I look like his son is being implicated in doing some of the dirty deeds also. You know, they always say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Well, it looks like, you know, it was a rotten apple, all right? It was a rotten apple. It's looking that way. But I guess we'll have to see. It's all accusations and allegations right now. All right, nothing is, you know, nothing has been, he hasn't been convicted of anything. All right, it's all just, you know, allegedly, right?
He been street convicted, though.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Out the gate, you know what I'm saying? It seems like most folks is against him, thinking that he's getting what it is that he deserves. That seems to be the consensus. Would you agree with that?
Hell yeah. Everybody knows the truth like they knew R. Kelly. We knew R. Kelly was guilty on all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with this Puffy dude.
I don't know. Kel's made the mistake of first of all having a video. Say again?
The video's just bread and butter. That's how he gets motherfuckers in control. I got you doing this shit, motherfucker. So now I'm gonna get your ass if you try to do something. You better do what I say.
I was talking about R. Kelly. I said the mistake that R. Kelly made is that he had a video. All right, like the proof was, you know, the proof was out there for everybody to see. On top of that, even before the video, you know, you had the situation with, you know, Aaliyah and, you know, the marriage that got annulled and, you know, all of that. So, you know, there was some stuff that was visible with him that everybody was able to see. And then, you know, he came out and he had some different interviews and, you know, he made some questionable statements and things like that. I think with Puffy, like I said last week or, you know, when we talked about it here, his lifestyle messed him up. I think we talked about it, too, behind the scenes. You know, Puffy just liked to floss in front of everybody, and, you know, a lot of people don't like that. And then some of that weirdo stuff that, you know, he was caught on camera saying, you know, there's like the Drink Champs interview and all of that, you know, it definitely didn't, you know, it definitely made people look at him, you know, crazy, you know what I mean?
Definitely, most definitely.
So I guess it is what it is. But let me see my
Everybody knew already.
Well, I think everybody suspected or they thought that they knew what they thought that they knew. And I think people make their judgments based on what they think that they know or what they heard because, you know, none of us have been, I don't know about you, but I was never at one of the Puffy parties. All right, you never said you want to come party? You know what I'm saying? Puffy, I don't want a party. None of us was there, so it's all speculation on our part that the people who were there, you know, or around, you know, some people I think, you know, I think some people talk too much, and I think I get tired of seeing them. You got this one dude, he always telling, you know, whatever the story is, you know, I think he was supposed to be Puffy's bodyguard, Gene Beale is his name, and, you know, he's always online telling some story about what he seen or what he heard or where he was at or who he was with, you know, Puffy this and Puffy that.
Gene Davis or some shit like that. Gene Davis, I think his name is.
Gene Deal. Sometimes people talk too much. But let me see if I can get Jazzo back connected. I know he's running around being a superstar right now. Jazzo, you still in the building with us? Where you at? Nah, see, Jazzo is he being like a model and entrepreneur right now. You know what I'm saying? He's at the event right now. But he tapped in with us for a couple of minutes, gave us a quick report. But I guess he's, you know, running backstage and make sure that all the ladies are being attended to, because you know Jazzo's a pimp. Big shout out to Jazzo. All right. But, you know, I think I'm going to try to maybe I'll wait until next week. All right, maybe I will wait until next week. All right, when I got Mr. Roy back in the building, all right, for the next edition of Go and No. So I'm a hold back. I'm a hold back a couple of joints, all right, for that. But I do got some new music for y'all nonetheless. We won't do the Go and No this week. I'm a hold back on that. But I do got some new joints, all right, for you nonetheless this week. Some joints that I did want to play. One joint in particular. Let me see if I can find it right quick. I was putting some joints in, but I think, okay, yeah. Okay, this is one of the joints right here. Now, some controversy on this. I'm a little bit late to the game, so maybe y'all can help me out. A1, maybe you can help me out on this. I know J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, they've been going back and forth a bit. All right, have you been up on the beef, A1? All right, can you fill me in on some of the beef?
Yeah, I've definitely been tied in, especially with that Kendrick Lamar joint. That thing is crazy, man. But J. Cole definitely responded back. You know, he definitely responded back. I didn't like the response he shot back with, but, you know, to each his own. But Drake is in trouble, man. I don't think Drake's going to make it back.
Well, what did you not like about the J. Cole? What did you not like about it?
I think he could have came a little bit better on his delivery. I think he could have, you know, hit him with a lot more metaphors that he used to spit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it just ain't sound like Cole. I ain't gonna lie. But that Kendrick joint, though, that I think Drake got a problem. You know, Drake is not a battle rapper. He's not a beef rapper. And I think that's going to be a problem for him to respond to.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. I got that new J. Cole on deck, that 7-minute drill. But let me see if I can get Jazzo back connected now. Jazzo, are you back with me? Jazzo, you in the building with me, Jazzo? Where you at? All right, take yourself off mute if you want me to. All right, there we go. What's going on, my dude? I know that you live at the event right now.
What's up? Yo, you know I do all these fashion shows, right? And I have my godmom here. She worked with Hillary Beffert, Tyra Banks, DKNY, and she's right here with me. I want to put her on the phone to say hi. Cause she knew people from all over the world, and she was just at the Grammys not too long ago. So what
okay,
you think?
Fantastic.
All right, hold on. Here she go. I need to say.
Hello, how are you, everyone? All right. Well, definitely a pleasure to have you on the air.
Have a wonderful day.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I hope y'all are having a fantastic time at the event today. How's everything going?
I will take the time and speak with you later. We're all having dinner right now. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, for giving us a minute.
No, it's like 1,000 people. It seems like, can they hear me?
I will definitely sound like a lot is going on. I got a lot going on at the event. I definitely got to make my way down to Philly. All right, I've been invited. I got to make my appearance. I got to come out there, and I got to meet all the folks. I definitely got to meet all the folks.
Want to say hi?
Now, I don't want to interrupt folks' dinner, Jazzo. I don't want to interrupt their dinner.
Hey, man, we call, I'm corresponding. You know how it is.
All right, Jazzo was live at the event.
Universal. We do it everywhere.
I'm reporting live at the event right now for Dirty Basement Radio. We definitely appreciate that. My dude Jazzo doing it, as always.
Hold on, I got you.
And now you definitely got to put some pictures up on the gram.
How you doing today?
Pictures up on the gram, Jazzo.
Huh?
I said you definitely got to put some pictures up on the gram of the event. We definitely want to see the folks.
Okay.
We definitely want to see the lady.
No.
Uh-huh.
What radio station?
Hey. Dirty Basement Radio.
Yes, yes. Dirty Basement Radio is in the building. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, fantastic, doing quite well. We appreciate you taking a minute, coming on the air. You having a good time at the event?
TGI Friday. Yeah, I'm okay. I work at TGI Friday.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. All right, well, maybe I got, you know, next time I'm in Philly, Jazzo got to bring me by the restaurant.
Okay, y'all should come here.
All right, definitely will do. I definitely will take you up on that invitation. I've been invited again to come out to Philly. See that? All right, everything is going well today on Dirty Basement Radio. Reaching out to Jazzo. Well, thank you
all
so much for coming on.
Yeah.
All right.
City
thank you.
Pull up.
I
pull
will
up
do. All right, we're going to be in the building. We're going to rock out with y'all. Yeah, we're definitely going to turn up. We're going to turn up.
For Big Dog.
X for Chase, T-A-Y. Oh. All right, I might have to bring Mr. Roy with me. I might have to bring Mr. Roy with me to help me out. Sounds like a lot's going to be going on. Jazzo, where you at, Jazzo? We're going to check back in with Jazzo. We're going to check back in with Jazzo in a couple of minutes. He's getting everything together right now. We definitely appreciate him tapping in with us live from the event. But we got this J. Cole joint on deck right now. We just talked about that a minute ago. Now, I'm going to have to get that Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to have to pull that Kendrick Lamar joint and get those back-to-back. But we got that J. Cole 7-minute drill on deck right now. Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back.
Yeah, turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, as soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor, conductor, conductor.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't at niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot, the back niggas down. Back in the town where they whipping, working, trafficking pounds. My jack jumping bout a rap, I'm making blasphemous sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classics right now.
Let me chill out, man.
Conductor.
Fall off on the way, nigga.
Yeah, that's that new J. Cole right there. All right, that 7-minute drill. I'm not quite sure why he called it that. It's nowhere near 7 minutes. But A1, you're not rocking with that record? All right, this is, didn't do it. It's not enough.
Nah, it's not enough. If you heard the Kendrick Lamar joint, man, you would see the difference. I don't know if you heard it, but yeah, Kendrick Lamar, just verse alone was just tragic for them niggas, man. I ain't even going to count.
Okay, so he didn't come strong enough. All right, we're going to have to pull that Kendrick Lamar and get that on deck next week and definitely play those joints side to side and see what it is. But like I said, I'm a little bit late to that one as far as the little back and forth they got going on right now. So that's why I was asking you to bring me up to speed a little bit on that whole situation. But got another new joint on deck right now. All right, coming from the ladies. All right, this is Glorilla. She got a lot of new joints right now. Megan Thee Stallion. All right, she released some stuff not too long ago. All right, they only joined together with this one. The joint is called Wanna Be. All right, check this one out. Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we do.
Never got the cooker, but got my name tatted. Killer work, don't know who he killed, I heard that main ready. Never fool, when it's time to eat, I be his main flatter. NYC, New York Fashion Week, Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these hoes to stay dying, cause now one of they niggas say. My niggas say he faithful, I still got a fruit hole just in case. I can't lie, I used to simp so hard, but still my old way. It's 300, 65 days in the year, don't play with me on none of them days. Fucking ass, freaking niggas. Don't even wear no condoms. Don't know how to treat a lady. The fuck? I oughta smack your mom. Pussy wet, good ass neck.
That's me.
So why talk how I want? Save a nigga who bitch. Do I look like fucking superwoman?
He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it.
Ho, I don't get left,
real
leaving.
Girl,
hold
shit.
Up me like Justin Bieber.
I'm the B-A-D-B-E-S-T. Same hoes hating, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when out, I'm coming like Freddy. I'm mother, hanging on my chick is your daddy. Clock that C, bitch catch it. You look like a dick, count me on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on bitches. I'm showing my titties, I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P, I be whoring these niggas. He run back to me cause you boring the nigga. Fuck is a layover, I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I change destination. These niggas be crazy, I don't blame them.
I'm a dog too, I don't wanna change him. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin is tail. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, nigga, don't claim me. Hate a nigga tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin is tail.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'ma leave it. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber. Go mad, go mad, pop. 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 Go mad. Get him glow, 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 get him glow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. New music coming from Gorilla alongside of Megan Thee Stallion. That joint was called Wanna Be. You know I give you all the newest music first, more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Another new song that we rocked for the first time just last week. Once again, I'm going to say it again. You're going to be hearing from this group. All right, if you haven't heard this song, remember where you heard it first. This is Earth Gang featuring Snoop Dogg. This is called Perfect Fantasy. Dirty Basement Radio. Nobody breaks more records than I do.
What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy when you're involved and I'm 50 feet tall. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. You're involved. Say hey, little baby, you don't have the right to play. With my heart, you gon' take me apart. Oh, I'm amazed. By the way, you really make a man wanna change. You give me feelings that I can't explain. You really are the highlight of my day. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. You're involved, and I'm 50 feet tall. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. When you're involved, and I'm 50 feet tall.
I can't get over you, baby. Your skin sweet as sun rays and your love is driving me crazy. I think of you night and day, I'm a fool. I don't feel no shame. Love letters to you. Let's start playing games. Babe, take off your cool. I'll be your sister. I'll be your brother. Water's warm, you're so damn beautiful. Safe is from the storm, it's right here where we are.
Hey there, pretty lady, I see you admiring doggy dog from afar. Won't you come closer to me, baby, and take a little seat up in my car. See, we gon' do things you never done it, and we gon' have so much fun afar. And anything you need, even if it's money, sugar, you got it, cause you a star. I break it down, freaky and ready though. Smoking on medical, steady, relatable. See, baby was edible, her look was incredible. Fine as can be, crime. So bring your fine to me. You got that wet, wet, I love, baby. Late night pulling up in the park. Come on, so pull your little panties to the side now, baby. So I can give you good after dark.
Yeah, new music coming from Dirty Basement Radio. That was Earth Gang right there. Alongside of Snoop Dogg, that joint was called Perfect Fantasy. We always give you the heat right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Make sure that you tune in when we are live. And if not, catch us in syndication. Another joint that you heard first right here, another banger. This is definitely going to be a hot summer. Can't wait, can't wait. This is Eric Sermon alongside of Salt and Pepper. Back to the party. It's going to be serious.
Rock Walla, Eric Sermon, Salt and Pepper.
taking it back. Yeah, way back. Block party. Back in time. March jam. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop. Doing the Dougie to the bar for a few shots. World going up again, parties on every block. Taking it back and you know we ready. Summertime, hot night, sounds of the city. No more lockdown, throw the confetti, time to flex. Yeah, I'm Fetty. Dance, bounce, roller skate. Please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check, yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party. In order, take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Don P filled my glass, not crisp. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here, 2024, let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and stay there. If you come to party, let me hear you say hell yeah. From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Mona, and I tune in to Dirty Basement Radio every Saturday so I can hear DJ Sincere make it do what it do, baby.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been told. And it's the Lord I'll shame. The devil bought your soul, and was even said it, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on your side. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no pride. I know you got a chick on your side. Saw y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I'm the ace of spades. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been sold. And if the Lord I'm shame, the devil bought your soul. And was even said it.
Yeah, another hot banger right there that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to Mona for that one. That was Side Chick. Available everywhere right now, all platforms. And make sure you go check out the video available on YouTube right now. That Side Chick video is definitely, definitely crazy. Make sure you all go support hot new independent music. All right, a lot of hot joints that's coming out right now. Another one that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio up on deck right now. Yeah, nonstop, back to back, nonstop. I keep with the heat is what I do. All right, artist that's definitely a legendary artist, been in the business for a while, and is definitely timeless because she doesn't look like she's aged a bit. All right, this is Maya, and this is Anytime. Remember when you heard this one first. Radio, the best in the business, is on the mic, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. You just finished listening to Maya on that joint. That joint was called Anytime, a record that we've been blazing here for a minute, all right, on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, I'll big shout out to that 909 area code that just stepped into the building. If you want to jump on these airwaves and shout yourself out, then I'll press that number one button and I'll definitely bring you on the airwaves. All right, in the meantime, we're going to keep this vibe going right now. You know how I do. All right, all the exclusive, all the hottest joints. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, let's get it.
What's happening? This your girl Kaya, Thug Mrs., Miss Neck and Back, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio, NYC. Real talk from a real woman.
Give you all the heat right there. That was Kaya and Body. All right, big shout out to DJ Big Dog. All right, I might have a situation with that particular gentleman coming up soon on his airwaves. So definitely still stay tuned for some more information on that. Another place that you'll be able to catch the Dirty Basement Radio Show, all right, coming up real soon, real soon. So let me run to the telephones real quick. I normally don't do this. Hopefully I won't get into trouble. Let me see what's going on with this 909 area code if they want to holler at me. 909, you're live on the airways, Dirty Basement Radio. What's going on with you?
Now, you already know what it is. Stop playing a DJ Itchy called Dirty Basement Radio. Host, what's good, big homie?
Hi, DJ Itchy Promoter, man. You got like 10 different telephone numbers, man. I can't keep up.
Oh, man. Yeah, I actually have about a good 5, you know. So
I feel you.
See?
And I ain't got nothing to talk about.
My man wasn't too far off. So, you know, in case you're unaware, this is my dude, DJ Itchy Promoter. He's in the building every Sunday here on Dirty Basement Radio with the Retro Future Radio Show. All right, so what you got in store for us tomorrow, man?
Well, I went live broadcast from Station 1640 on Cahuenga in Hollywood yesterday. We had a nice packed event. I was thoroughly impressed with all of the independent talent that took the stage. Got a couple interviews that'll be on the show tomorrow, as well as a Nipsey Hussle mix. Just a whole hour of just Nipsey Hussle mixed in with different instrumentals. And it's crazy, you know, just paying some homage. So for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be paying some homage to like Pac, Biggie, Uncle Luke, Snoop. We've got an R&B mix coming up. So it's a lot of original content and a lot of independent artist interviews. And, you know, everybody's still free to tap in with me. You know, you can hit me, DJ Itchy Pomona, P-O-M-O-N-A, at everything. You know, call in the phone line Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you got something to play or want to chop it up, got a topic you want to talk about. And, you know, let's run it.
Absolutely. More hot programming right here on Dirty Basement Radio. My dude, DJ Itchy Pomona, the Retro Future Radio Show every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right, for the good folks on the West Coast like him. All right, that's 5 p.m. What else? What else?
Man, you know, we've just been out here trying to just bring the Bay Area and L.A. together so we can get Cali back on the map and get some of this music that's created in Cali heard outside of Cali and have everybody stop killing people that come from out of town. So then the industry will want to play ball with us again out here. And, you know, it looks like there's being some progress made. You know, I'm definitely interacting with both sides and different oppositions and bringing them together and doing my part. So, you know, the future looks bright.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, I know you be running around Cali a lot, taking care of a lot of business and, putting a lot of things, on the table. So we're looking forward to, seeing the fruits of your labor, so to speak, and getting some of this, more of this music here on Dirty Basement Radio. Hearing it on the Retro Future Show. And I do think, you definitely need to pass some of those artists over here. All right, so we can get them blazing properly on some of our other programming also.
I absolutely will. I got a few that I'm going to be making projects with, and then as I rotate music through the station, then I'll be rotating them through you. And they're definitely very, very talented. They have a handful of them that I called from yesterday. We're also doing a lot of networking in Bakersfield, Santa Barbara, San Diego. So, trying to take over the whole state. We got... helping co-promote an event with some of these new upcoming West Coast artists like Lefty Gunplay and Lil Maru. You Google some of these names. These guys, these cats are doing like, 2-3 million streams just locally on their YouTube channels, things like that, making a lot of noise. You know, we book them on an event, now all of a sudden we got to pay for police and pay for, because apparently they've heard of them too. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of surprising, but...
If they got 2 and 3 million streams, then definitely somebody's heard of them. There's no doubt about that. So, expect to do the same.
Streams are coming from Northern Cali, like Central Cali. Like all their streams are coming from Central Cali. They're not even touching the Bay or really Southern Cali or even outside of Cali. They're doing 2 and 3 million streams just in Central Cali. It's amazing. So their followings are really, really, really strong. Yeah.
All right, well, Well, you know, we might have to, you know, talk behind the scenes and see about, you know, see about the situation with some of those artists and see if we can, you know, develop that into, you know, something more, you know, regional and maybe even national. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of things that should be done there. You know, I got a couple of big shows coming up. There's this weekly showcase that I just started being a part of yesterday. Will be every Friday now, and it was quite an event. So, you know, artists nationwide that want some exposure, I would urge you to come on out, tap in with us, and rock the stage, because there was so many industry people, and I'm talking really quality talent, just in the building yesterday, and it's right there in Hollywood too. So, you know, quite a stage to be on, and you know, if you're going through me, it ain't gonna cost you nothing but $100. You know, it starts to be like $500, but anybody from Dirty Basement Radio comes and calls in, it's $100, and give me a free hotel, we get the 60% off. So invest in yourself and come get this exposure, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. Now, I definitely saw that, too. I'm a man, Itchy, he is, you know, he's definitely wears a whole different, a bunch of different hats. He's involved with a bunch of different things. Like, you need that low-cost hotel room, he can definitely hook you up. Now, is that nationwide? Is that nationwide? You got to connect nationwide?
That's worldwide, and it's only, like 3.5 stars and better hotels. So, you know. It makes traveling a whole different thing. You know, even when you want to go overseas for a week, you know, the ticket might be a couple of G's, but now the accommodations for a week is what makes a lot of this unattainable. Now, if you're cutting that in more than half, you know, at least once a year, you could be hitting somewhere international. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, just help facilitate broadening our people's exposure that wouldn't be exposed to certain things without any other way than people like you or people like me or somebody that's willing to celebrate their success with them and help them grow and expand their exposure, which changes their perception, which equals their reality, and we can all come together as a people and grow.
Well, it sounds excellent to me. All right, if you can get those kind of prices, those kind of discounts, that'll definitely, you know, facilitate all of that you're talking about right there. That would definitely help a lot of people out, because that is a big part of the budget. You know, I know when I've, you know, taken different trips, you know, you just got to, you know, say, all right, I'm going to be in this hotel for a week, and it's going to cost me this much a day, and, you know, that's definitely a big part of the budget. You know, that's definitely a big part of the budget. So, yeah. I might have to use those services myself.
$300 a day times seven, you know, so plus the tax and everything, $2,100, end up being like $2,400 with me. That's going to be a flat $1,000. You know what I mean? You know, so.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
To try it.
Definitely a lot of money.
Try something new. And I got something new for you. I got something brand new for you. I've never seen anybody do it. And, you know, I like to broaden the exposure of this world of hip-hop that we celebrate, you know, daily. It's part of me and your whole life. Hip-hop has saved my life a few times. So I like to, anytime I can, add something new to it. You know, I'm a freestyle. I'm a writer. I'm a DJ. Well, I like to freestyle where every word in the freestyle is the next letter of the alphabet. You know, if you can keep up with this, you know, I mean, it's going to take some practice, but anybody that wants to try it can call in and try it, but I'll give you one. Every word is going to be the next letter in the alphabet. I'm right outside a casino right now, so we'll start like this. After betting cash desperately, expecting fast growth, hopelessly ignorant, just kidding, let's multiply numbers. Occupy paradise, rapid speed, theoretically, undoubtedly, we exploding, yell zealously. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. A, B, C, all the way to Z.
All right. All right, give it a quick style right there. All right, showing some alphabet flow. All right, DJ Itchy Pomona. All right, not just a DJ and an on-air host, but I got some lyrics too and whatnot. Now, I know we got some songs here on the switchboard that are you as an artist when you're wearing your artist hat. And I got a joint here called City of Demons we're going to get to in a minute. But I do have A1 in the building. I don't know if you want to holler at A1 real quick.
South Cackalack. Hey, we got the collab with with his artist, NFL Dread, my artist, Wally T, and myself, called Too Many. And that one's on there. I don't know if I have the updated version with NFL Dread on it, but it's hot. I could upload that right now if I needed to. But
okay.
Hot track. Yeah. A1, what's good?
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's happening, bro?
Man, marinated full flavor, remaining succulent. Yeah, a whole bunch of everything, you know what I mean? I got plan W's in preparation for whatever needs to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so, yeah, man, that song is getting some love out here, man, and people are loving NFL Dread's verse. I had somebody comment specifically on his verse the other day. You know, I was like, okay, that's what's up. Nah, this is hot. Matter of fact, let me see if we got that one in there. Let's see. Anyway, can you see that in there? Is it called Too Many? I'll log in and see if I can pull it up.
So well, I do see one with Wally P. I do see one with Wally P called Too Many. I'm not quite sure. I mean, you would know better than me if the verse is on this version of the song.
No, that one's brand new. I'm upload it right now. Let's see. Yeah, because NFL goes, he goes off. He goes off on it, man. It's nice. You know. And you got the one with Omar Gooden on there.
All right, in the meantime, while you get that one loaded up, let's get this one spinning. Why don't you introduce this song? We got this joint called City of Demons. Why don't you introduce that song?
Hey, man, well, this joint called City of Demons. It says, I'm going to kill another op this weekend. It's about, you know, don't kill off your own opportunities. The video is coming. It's being edited right now. It has, like, the L.A. takeover drivers. The cops pull up on us. I mean, it's a crazy video, and that'll be coming soon. But check it out. This is City of Demons. DJ, come on.
Yeah. there, Dirty Basement Radio. That joint is crazy right there. All right, from Dirty Basement's own DJ Itchy Pomona. All right, that joint is heavy right there. Definitely, definitely a heavy, heavy record. Yeah, I'm definitely vibing with that one. Yeah, we're going to go back with DJ Itchy Pomona in just a minute. All right, we got a joint that he's getting ready to get uploaded in just a minute. We're going to get to that one. But in the meantime, I want to spend the block on this particular record. We blazed this one on the Go and Know last week. Got some good feedback. The folks was vibing with this one. I knew music coming from your boy Machine Gun Kelly, and this is called Don't Let Me Go.
Lately my thoughts eating me alive. Laid in the bed thinking maybe that hate will finally go away if I'm not alive. Wish I didn't listen, just like I wish they would understand me one time. I had a breakdown and tatted my entire body except one line. Everything's just fine.
Slipping again, there I go slipping again. I'm acting different again. I see my family's reflection every time I look in the cup and I sip it again. After this end, tell me after all this ends, will I be mentioned again? Why do I care if in the end it's just me and God like I'm Christian again?
Slim, bring the beat in.
Before my dad left the surf, he made sure I took on every quality I didn't want. I was supposed to die at birth, gave me a chance and I f***ed up, give me another one. I've been running from secrets I hid as a kid and I never confronted them. I just called mom, said I forgive her for not being there when I needed one. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, just let me go, yeah. I'm coming back, just let me go. Coming back, don't let me go. Who am I when the music stops? And the character that I've been playing is really just broken and f***ing lost. I swear I've been telling you over and over again in all of these songs, but they don't hear nothing I'm writing cause they're too busy trying to write me off. And they go on and on and on. It's funny cause if we just sat and talked, you'd see that it's just hard for me to be vulnerable cause I blocked it off. I got trust issues growing up, no one was there to hear what I thought. My heart was broken like my ribs as a kid when me and my father fought. Yeah, I'm medicating with something that I cannot pronounce, but it's what the doctor gave me. Rehab patient with a pen and some paper, the psychiatrist keeps evaluating. How can I live with the fact that my hand wasn't on her stomach when we lost the baby? I don't got no one to turn to cause everyone's dead in my life that was trying to raise me. Searching for someone to tell me who I really am, I don't know when I look in the mirror. Constantly dreading the day that the audience might not be screaming for me anymore. The feeling of dying alone and not leaving anything behind is my biggest fear. Kiss the person that I love as if I'm never coming back after I leave out the door. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, just let me go, yeah. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, don't let me go. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, just let me go, yeah. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, don't let me go.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, new music from Machine Gun Kelly called Don't Let Me Go. Yeah, got some good feedback on that one just last week on the Go and Know. All right, so decided to give that one another spin. Now, we lost connection with DJ Itchy Pomona. I'm not sure. I don't think he was able to get that song uploaded quick, fast like that. But he'll be on the airways tomorrow, so we'll definitely see about getting that together and definitely starting to get the spins up on that joint. Definitely looking forward to hearing that joint, A1. All right, sounds like you're getting some good feedback on that particular song over there on the West Coast.
Yeah, definitely. That song, DJ Itchy doing his thing, man. You know, I can't say nothing bad about the boy, man. The boy definitely, you know what I mean, giving us the collab through California and all that. So, you know, that's big for us, you know what I mean? It's definitely big. Any collab is big, man.
Absolutely. You know what it is. Dirty Basement Radio. We got, different folks and good folks all over the place. Definitely doing their thing. Big salute to DJ Itchy Pomona. Make sure you tap in with him tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, looks like we got that connection back. Let me see if he was able to get that joint uploaded. Yo, Itchy, was you able to get that together for us and be able to get that joint uploaded?
Yeah, check your email because it wouldn't upload from my phone while I'm out here in the field. And that City of Demons is called This Weekend. I emailed it with the vocal. That was instrumental, even, and it is dope. I mean, but yeah, that was instrumental. But yeah, check
okay,
the email.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. Yeah, all right, well, that's a joint that was up on deck. But definitely a banger nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All right, that beat is real heavy. All right, we're definitely vibing out to that particular joint. It looks like we're going to have to get that uploaded at a later date for my show. But, of course, you're going to be in the building tomorrow. And I'm quite sure you'll be, you know, maybe you'll get a chance to spin that, you know, spin that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's in the email.
All right. All right, well, that's what it is. We definitely appreciate everybody coming through, getting ready to get on out the door. For being in the building for a bit. All right, but let me see if I can get Jazzo connected back one more time before we get on out the door. Jazzo, where you at, Jazzo? All right, he was on the variety at the fashion show.
I'm outside the Fridays on City Line in Philadelphia, man. I had to come outside because it's max out in here. I went from co-hosting to corresponding host. This is crazy. I'm loving it, though. Dirty Basement in the house. Yo, I got people in there talking about Dirty Basement. Yo, I heard of them. I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on Instagram. I'm like, well, that's DJ Sincere. They're like, yo, do he come to Philly? That's why I said what I said to you about coming to Philly in front of a bunch of people.
Okay. All right, that's all. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love and the support. All right, well, we definitely got to make that happen. I got to make that trip. I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got a whole new wardrobe.
One request, though, bro. I don't mean to cut off your wisdom. My niece, she just graduated from the highest institution in, like, St. Andrews. I don't know if you know about St. Andrews. It's in Scotland. It's the highest college in communications. And she graduated with her master's, and I just wanted you to say something to her or let her say something. I'm about to walk back in, like the Duchess and the Prince of London went to the school. And
okay.
She just graduated with master's. So I was like,
fantastic.
Yo, DJ Sincere, he's hot. Hold on, here she go right here. Dana.
Hello. All right, my man Jazz.
Hello?
Yeah, my man Jazz is out there working. Hello, how are you? All right, welcome to Dirty Basement Radio. I salute to you. Jazz was just talking about you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, he said that you have recently graduated with honors, you know, at the top of your class and such. So we just wanted to give you, big congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, for undergrad, I graduated magna cum laude in English and Media Communications. And for my bachelor's, and for my master's, I went to the University of St. Andrews for my master's of literature and film studies. But I really appreciate the congratulations. That's very kind of you to take the time to do that.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have to, you know, always, you know, salute our people, you know, when they're, you know, moving forward and doing positive things. So we're definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing and hearing some big things from you in the near future.
Oh, God bless. Have a blessed day. I truly appreciate that. And Grid Station and your partners will be in my prayers.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Take care.
Right.
All right. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, my man Jazzo, live on the scene.
Yo.
All right, out there doing work. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm loving it. We doing big things, man. I got this brother
absolutely.
Look like, yo, if this brother don't look like Dane Dash, you going to go crazy. Hold on.
Dirty Basement Radio.
Hello. How you doing, brother?
All right. How are you? Yes, sir.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
All right. All right. Well, definitely welcome to Dirty Basement Radio. We appreciate you taking a minute. I see that, you know, you're out there having a good time with Jazzo. Everybody out there at the fashion show.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, but my man said I look like Dame Dash. So I was like, hey, man. Hey.
Shut up.
Hey, got it. I got to give my squad a shout out. Line Tyrone and Rick, they still here with me.
Hold on. Everybody say hi.
I would definitely.
Yo,
I would definitely appreciate
show.
You.
Yo.
All right, ciao.
Man, radio show, whatever.
Yeah, Jazzo was out there, man on the street.
Thank
you. Come
on,
man.
I'm
all
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Man, I told you.
That's what everybody loves. Live on the air. All right, Jazzo,
yeah,
who else you got?
Who else I got? Hold on. I got this bartender seat door. Yo, he was the bomb. Hold on, where's she at?
Who is this?
I don't see her, but I got the male version. Come here. I'm on my live video show. And this is my guy, brother. I need you to say hi.
How you doing, man?
What's going on? You're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. I just heard that you was in the building shutting it down.
Yeah, my name's Josh. Work at Fridays. I'm a bartender.
Okay. So you're out there working with Jazzo? You doing some things with Jazzo?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. We definitely appreciate you rocking out with us.
Absolutely. I thank you for your time. Hold on. I got somebody else that's going to get on there.
All right, thank you.
This is the bartender I tell you about that served me, her and his brother right here.
Hey, I'm Britt.
Okay, well,
How are you?
All right, welcome to Dirty Basement Radio.
Well,
I definitely got to...
Doing very well, thanks, Ed.
All right, no doubt. I definitely got to come down there, and I got to visit you guys. All right, everybody sounds like they're very nice and having a real good time. All right. Are you nice?
Yes,
are you a
TGI,
nice bartender?
City Line Avenue, Friday.
Okay. Are you a nice bartender or are you mean?
Oh, I'm very nice. Polite, guests come first, all that jazz.
All right. That's what it is. Definitely looking forward to it. All right, and what's your name again?
My name is Britt. Brittany.
All right, Brittany. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, fantastic. Everybody having a good time. Sound like they're having a fantastic time.
Yo, I told you we doing big things. And
the
brother that we just talked to, he got music.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, we definitely need to get some of that heat on the airway. We're going to chop it up some more behind the scenes, Jazzo. All right, and I'll see about some more things. All right, in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully this weather settles down real quick. Start to warm up, and so we could start to move around. Weather warms up, I can move around a little bit more. You know what I mean? That's what we're looking for. Yeah, that's what we're looking
forward
to.
We're gonna do it, bro. We've been planning this for almost 3 to 4 years before that pandemic hit. So everything coming to fruition.
Right. That's true. We lost like a couple of years dealing with the whole, COVID situation, kind of put everything, upside down for a little while. But, we're getting everything back in order again. So, just got to get everything a little bit more situated. You heard my dude, Itchy Pomona. He got the hotel hookup. All right, so that means I ain't going to have to sleep on Jazzo's floor. All right, I ain't got to sleep on Jazzo's floor.
You wasn't going to sleep on my floor anyway. Now you sleep on his because I was looking at getting us a suite so we can do what we do. I can't say nothing on the radio, but I'll call you later.
No doubt. Well, now I got the super discount hookup, so, we can get the suite, but now we got the super discount hookup. See?
Oh, all right. Is that the hookup? We can get 3 or 4 rooms.
You know what I'm saying? We got the super discount hookup now, see? You know what I'm saying? I got the connects, y'all.
Well, thank you, God, brother, and program coordinator. Program director, I should say. Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying? all the good people here that, you know, are affiliated, associated with Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we be trying to plug folks in. All right, y'all need to listen.
I see.
Y'all need to
Then broke my ass. I came in there and met a girl. She wanted me to pay money for a whole family. I was like, I hope I'm in this one tonight.
For the whole family?
Like, huh? I was like, yeah, that exactly.
I mean, it sounds like she needs to take over, like, the whole floor. She trying to take over the whole floor of the hotel? That's what she doing?
Bro, it's crazy. Yeah. I was like, what you drinking? She was like, you ain't going to buy everybody a drink? I'm like, what y'all drinking?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get some tonight, right? She was like,
what?
I'm like, all right, you're looking at me like all crazy.
Well, you better, I'm the prettiest dude, but I'm sexy.
You little greedy monster.
Well, you know what I'm saying? She tried to say, I mean, it sounds like she's trying to break your pockets, man. You better put that out there. Be like, look, we have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we fucking tonight, right?
No, bro, that's why I came out with a budget. $300 in the pocket, cash. So after that, ain't no credit cards going in, nothing.
Fact.
Unless it's the wonton soup. Wonton soup, for y'all guys don't know, that's why I say intimacy. That's what it's called.
Okay, that's a wonton.
Wonton soup. It's good for you. It's clear. It's fresh. And you never see Asians with any cancer.
Right.
Look at y'all. Y'all kind of quiet with that. You ain't never see an Asian with cancer.
Okay, but
unless they're Americanized.
Right, just keep in mind where you at. And just make sure that the wonton soup ain't tainted. Now, you don't want no tainted soup. You know, make sure
that's just DJ Sincere. No. He can be optimistic, but he going to be on the other side. Like, hold on, no, but let's think about it first, guys. You might not, but you got to be thinking wise.
All right, because we are not in Asia amongst the Asians. All right, we in North America amongst these hyenas. All right, so it's different.
Yes.
it's different. Right, we're not amongst a whole bevy of, you know, traditional women, so you just keep that in mind. Be careful. That's all.
Yeah.
Just be careful. But, yeah, we're going to have some fun this spring. We're going to have some fun this summer. My man Jazzo getting it all lined up. We might have to bring, you know, A1 and the squad out to perform. All right, see what we can line up. All right, a lot of stuff going on. All right, big shout-out to my dude Big Baka. Big shout-out to Purple Dread. All right, big shout-out to my dude DJ Itchy Pomona for coming through. Time for us to get on out the door. All right, make sure y'all come through tomorrow. Itchy Pomona be in the building, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Listen, I like it, cause y'all can't do it, like I do it. It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in rock with the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game. OG respectable. Vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I do. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe, you niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music, I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music, shit, I'm fly.
with the music. You understand what I provide through the music. Yeah, your best buy for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bound willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Ask the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes.
Flip mode.
They can't take us. I'm generation threat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folks shit. I ain't got to be humble folks shit.
They can't shake us.
You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And now I'm focused on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.